Ooh, it is a bit cold in here this morning. Let's get my feet under the blanket here. All right, it is 1930 UTC. That is the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. So, let us begin. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm a little bit cold. It's cold in here. Wait a minute, did I leave the flu open last night? I'm very thirsty today. I'm a very thirsty boy. And now I gotta get up again. Because we need to go over here and check to make sure we closed the flue of the fireplace last night. Yes, it is closed. Okay, so sitting back down. Ugh. Get my feet under the blanket. It is so cold that apparently the cat is still sleeping. She should be up by now. But she is not. So anyway, yeah. It's a little cool on this, what is it? What day is today? Tuesday. Oh yeah, and I gotta remember to, I should have written that down. I gotta remember to call the physical therapist office today. That's my main order of business. That and I have to remember to eat, which I normally do. What do I feel like eating today? I don't know. It's not important, but I do feel like drinking lots of tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hot. Oh, but God, it's good. It is so good. I'm so into this tea today. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, aren't you into that tea every day? Yes, I am. It's true. I was actually thinking about drinking some of my apricot tea today. I might still do that. Not going to have a giant cup, just maybe a little cup. Huh. Or do I want to have mold tea today? I don't know. So anyway, I'm sitting here looking at my TV, and what is on? That Howard Lovecraft and the Frozen Kingdom movie. That is on this channel a lot. A lot. And this is a computer animated movie for children, apparently. I bet you didn't know that there were some versions of H.P. Lovecraft deemed appropriate for children. Well, somebody thought old H.P. was appropriate for children, and that person's name is Sean O'Reilly. Sean O'Reilly was the director of this film and the producer. The other producer being Michelle O'Reilly, potentially his wife and or sister. And or. So anyway, apparently the O'Reillys thought, you know, it would make a great television or a great movie for children. Some H.P. Lovecraft. Good Lord, what are they thinking? Oh, so that's why this movie didn't go over well. Yeah, that might have been it, kids. Anyway, let's get back into this tea. Oh. That's unbelievable. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I'm a huge H.P. Lovecraft fan ever since I was pretty young. In fact, was I a child? No, I was about 13 or 14 when I started reading Lovecraft, but that's neither here nor there. This is an animated show. It's weird. They tried to make it cutesy. Cool. But speaking of animation, I did watch an anime last night that I really, really liked. I thought it was just great.
I didn't know what it was when I started it up. I thought, well, what is this? We'll see what this is. And I watched the first episode, and I got the gist of what was going on. I thought, wow, this is actually a good idea. This is a funny idea for a plot. And so I kept watching it. And it was great. The show is called Handakun. And it's about this kid, this high school kid named Handa Sei. And he's a calligrapher. And he's the son of a famous calligrapher. And so he's kind of got the whole family obligation thing going. But that's not what the whole thing is about. We rarely, if ever, get to see this kid do any calligraphy. And I'm really into calligraphy. Well, into it in the sense that I like to look at it. I like to appreciate calligraphy. Doesn't mean I can do it. My handwriting, I don't want to say is atrocious, but it's very stylistic. My signature, however, looks like calligraphy, and that's been commented on numerous times. But this show, Handakun, the plot behind this, the whole idea behind the show is that this kid, Handakun, his high school friend tells him, well, I'm not going to, that's sort of spoiler, but basically, this kid, Handa, this young man, he's in his second year of high school. He believes that he is unpopular in school and that everybody hates him and that everything they do is a slight towards him. And it's not that he's paranoid necessarily, it's just that he interprets their words. Anything anybody says, he sort of interprets it the wrong way. And the fact of the matter is, the truth is, he's extraordinarily popular. Because he does certain things and because he says certain things, people sort of misinterpret what he says. Or they don't misinterpret it necessarily, they just sort of read into it what they want to get out of it. And in such a way, this kid becomes really popular. And he's like the most popular person in school. All the girls love him, but won't approach him. And it's just a comedy of circumstance. And so this guy goes through this this phase where he thinks everybody hates him and is against him and all this stuff. And he has one friend. He has one single friend that he doesn't want to associate with in school because he's afraid that he'll make his friend unpopular by association. Because this is sort of a Japanese thing, right? You're always thinking about other people and you're always concerned with what's best for the group. And it's these sorts of things that lead to these funny situations. And so, he picks up this gaggle of admirers who call themselves the Handa Force, and how he collects these people is really interesting. It's all these funny little things that happen, and like I said, he'll do something and people read into it and they think he's being really nice and stuff, and it's really good. I mean, it was good enough that I just was like, wow, I had to watch it straight through. We're almost straight through. I did take a break here and there to, make tea. But I thought it was great. So if you're looking for something decent that's a little bit different in the anime department, I do recommend Handakun. I loved it. I am a thirsty boy. I'm a very thirsty boy today. I'm going to town on this tea. Oh, it's so good. At this rate, will this giant cup even last me the entire show? Maybe. We're about a third of the way into this show, and I'm about a third of the way finished with this cup of tea. That was full when I started the show. Oh, yeah. Love drinking tea. Oh, very into it. Very, very into it. I want to check the Weather Channel to see the temperature. It's really sunny outside, but it's very cold, so it's probably around 20 degrees again. Let's flip over to the Weather Channel. Weather Channel Live. Oh, there's a rodeo coming. The PRCA Pro Rodeo is going to be here in Omaha, March 5th and 6th. Is that today? Is there a rodeo today? And it's at the Baxter Arena. That place is kind of small for a rodeo, but no, I guess you could do it. Huh, I wonder how much it costs. I kind of want to go to the rodeo. So I can see cows trying to kill human beings. To see cows try to get their revenge for their thousands of years of slavery to mankind. That's the way I look at it. And then the only other reason to go to a rodeo is to look at cowgirls and take them home. Gotta love cowgirls. Anywho. Now it's time to get to the subject at hand. I've been thinking about this for a while. I was thinking about this last night. I was thinking about this morning. I'm thinking about it now. Oh, this thermometer says it's only 15 degrees here on the Weather Channel. Okay, so whatever. No wonder it seems cold. Oh, good to you. Very into this tea right now, but I have an idea I have to tell you about. They're telling me that blah, 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 visibility is 10 miles. The radar is clear, and here comes a kitty. What is Pippa doing? She's looking at the Weather Channel, checking out the weather, standing by the banky. Is she going to try to jump over the banky? Are you trying to get into the bathroom? You're going to have to jump or walk over the banky. She's looking for a landing zone. Are you going to jump? No, I guess it's too early to be jumping. She's walking. Okay, that's fun. That's fun for kitties. Are you cold? Do you want to get under the blankie? No, apparently not. Apparently she's going to walk over to the bathroom door, tear up the carpet. Maybe you can hear it. And there she goes, into the bathroom. What are we going to do in there? Is she just going to get a drink and eat some food? Or is she actually going to go to the kitty potty? I don't know. We'll find out. If she makes any funny noises, you'll be the first to hear it. First to know. Because that's what this is. The Dubious Goals Committee. We have dubious goals, like recording funny cat sounds. Another dubious goal is the thing I was thinking about last night. Thinking about some weird stuff here. Now, this might not sound like it makes any sense to begin with, but try to keep an open mind. Try to think this one all the way through. I don't even know if I have yet or not. But this idea basically revolves around rice. What form of rice? Specifically Rice Krispies. And I hate to use a brand name there because I do not, you know, endorse Rice Krispies. And they do not sponsor the Dubious Goals Committee in any way. But personally, I feel like the name Rice Krispies is something of a metonym, and so we're just going to go ahead and use it. Rice Krispies. You are familiar with Rice Krispies, the breakfast cereal. If you do not eat it, you are familiar with it through advertising or various other means. Rice Krispies are a very familiar product here in America. I eat Rice Krispies myself. But again, let me state that that is not an endorsement of Rice Krispies in any manner. So if you're familiar with Rice Krispies, you are probably familiar with the concept of Rice Krispie Treat or Rice Krispie Bar, the generic name of which sometimes goes by Crisp Marshmallow Square, Rice Krispie Squares, crisp rice squares, crisp rice bars, marshmallow bars, marshmallow rice bars. You know what I'm talking about. Rice Krispie treats. Basically, all it is you melt some marshmallows, throw in a pinch of salt, add a bunch of Rice Krispies, and then dump it all out into like a cake pan to let the marshmallows cool, and you eat this, and it's yummy. You're not going to find a whole hell of a lot of people in the world who hate Rice Krispie treats, who hate, you know, crisp rice marshmallow bars. And that whole concept has gotten out of hand that you can get other cereals made into these things, but that's neither here nor there. What we're focusing on here is the Rice Krispie bar concept. They are delicious. Everybody loves them. And now I'm kind of hungry for them. Do I have any marshmallows? I don't think I do. Oh, that's too bad, because I have Rice Krispies. But anyway, I had this idea. And this is where it gets weird. Now, I want you to have Rice Krispie bars in your mind as we think about this. Now, good tea. Are we halfway done with the tea? Yeah, we're about halfway through the show, and we're about halfway done with the tea. This we're drinking a lot of tea today. Okay, back to the Rice Krispie treats, the crisp rice bars. Now, this is kind of a reach, and I don't have the details ironed out, but this is a concept that I want you to think about here for a second. What if Rice Krispie bars were available or makeable as a savory item instead of a sweet item? Okay, Rice Krispie bars are sweet. They're made out of freaking marshmallows, for God's sake, right? Of course it's sweet. But imagine, what if they were savory instead? And when I say savory, you know, I mean, what if it was some kind of, you know, like salty flavor? A flavor that you might associate with a potato chip or something else crunchy, like a corn chip, like Doritos. What if you had Cool Ranch Rice Krispie bars? Or nacho cheese, you know, Rice Krispie bars. Or sour cream and onion Rice Krispie bars, okay? Right? Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, that would be gross because the marshmallow would make it sweet. No. Now, imagine that these Rice Krispie bars are made with something else other than marshmallow. So it's not sweet and savory. It's just savory. So you have rice. Okay, imagine Chex Mix, but it's a bar like Rice Krispies, right? You use rice Chex in Chex Mix, right? So what if you had... what if you had a Rice Krispie bar that was Chex Mix flavor, or like I said, Cool Ranch, or whatever your thing is, barbecue, or sour cream and onion, or salt and vinegar, or whatever, or beef fried rice. Okay, once we get into the savory realm, we could do anything with this. So now I'm trying to figure out, how do I develop a recipe for this? How do I develop a recipe to make these savory Rice Krispie bars? Well, you know, the actual flavor isn't a problem. You've heard this show before. You've heard my recipes. You've heard me make weird Chex Mix and stuff like that. It's not difficult. You can just buy powdered cheese if you want to. And I do have like a kilogram of powdered cheese-flavored cheese. You know, I know how to make yummy stuff with herbs and spices, little onion powder, and some dried chives, and you got your sour cream and onion flavor, right? The big question is, okay, yeah, flavoring the cereal, not a problem. The big question is, how do you bind it? How do you bind it into the bar? Because, you know, if you're making sweet Rice Krispie treats, it's the marshmallows. It's glue and it's sweet. So what I need is some kind of glue, food glue, Rice Krispie glue, Glue. I need some glue for my Rice Krispies. What do we use? I don't know. Basically, what I need is like unsweetened marshmallows, but, you know, not that, because marshmallows basically just 8 different kinds of sugar whipped into a frenzy. So I've been thinking about it. You know, if you had something like teriyaki Rice Krispie bars, you could do that, because anything you got a little bit of sugar in is going to get sticky when you melt it. You know, the Chex Mix I make has a little bit of sugar in it, and it gets sticky. So, you know, if you had like some kind of savory flavor that was also a little bit sweet, you'd have the sugar stickiness to be able to hold this all together. But if you weren't using that, what would you use? I was sort of thinking, I don't know, you could use unflavored gelatin. That might do it. What else? Butter? Now, butter is not sticky. Butter is just greasy. So this is what, you know, these are the roadblocks in my life. This is what holds me back from being a billionaire. Savory Rice Krispie treats. You heard it here first, kids. Remember, in a couple years, you're probably going to see these products. You're going to see, oh, well, it's Crisp Rice cereal bars. Sour cream and onion flavored. Cool Ranch flavor. You heard it here first. Another one of my billion-dollar ideas. The Savory Rice Krispie Bar. Except, how do you bind it? You know, I'm sure there's some kind of, you know, weird industrial food additive that would work in a situation like this. But I was sort of hoping to make some of this at home. Like, what are some off-the-shelf ingredients that I can, you know, go to the store and buy? Huh, that I can use to stick Rice Krispies together in a savory format. I don't know. So I keep thinking about that. I was thinking about that last night. I don't even know how that idea came into my head. But yeah, you know, think about it. Oh, I kind of want a snack. Oh, I think I will have this Cool Ranch Rice Krispie Crisp Rice Bar. Crunch, 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 crunch. Oh, it's so delicious. Oh, it tastes so Cool Ranchy. Cool Ranch. Cool Ranch. How did that ever become a thing? Oh my god. It was the rise of the ranch dressing phenomenon. Oh yeah, I remember when there was no ranch dressing. I'm old enough to remember that. That happened in my lifetime. Somehow we went from no ranch to ranch being the most popular thing in the world. Well, in America anyway. Yeah, back in my day, back when I was a child, if you wanted ranch dressing, basically you had to make it yourself. You would go to the store and you would buy a packet of Hidden Valley ranch dressing mix, and then you'd buy some buttermilk, and you would make this at home. And that was a rare deal. I didn't know anybody who did that. Fast forward a couple years, suddenly you can buy it in the stores, in a bottle. Suddenly it's everywhere. Suddenly everybody's eating it, and it's the only thing that anybody will eat. Oh my god. Oh my god. And whenever I start thinking about ranch dressing, I start thinking about a girl I dated a long time ago named Carrie, who had to have ranch salad dressing on everything, including but not limited to hamburgers, French fries, every freaking thing. We couldn't go anywhere. Yeah, without her needing to get a side of ranch. We did not date for long. Just absolutely ridiculous. Oh, good tea. I'm getting down to the bottom of this cup of tea. Because it's good. And then at some point, and I vaguely remember when it happened, then Doritos had to have Cool Ranch flavor. And boy, did that take off. And I have to admit, I'm going to tell the truth here. This is a true confession. I don't know if I want to admit this, but I probably should. To all my fans, all six of my fans who listen to this drivel every single day. The truth of the matter is, I do occasionally eat Cool Ranch Doritos. Every once in a while, I get a craving. I don't know what it is. It might be, it's always in the spring or the summer. I'm usually kind of dehydrated. When am I not a little dehydrated, right? And then I'll get this craving for Cool Ranch Doritos. And this craving will last for a few days. And I might have to, or even a week. I will have to go to the store multiple times to buy giant bags of Cool Ranch Doritos. And that'll be one of my main things I eat for a few days to a week. And then it's over. And then I don't want them for a long, long time. And I'm trying to remember when the last time this happened. I don't think it was last year. I think it was the year before that. So I've gone at least a year and a half without eating any Cool Ranch Doritos. Potentially up to 2 years or more. But I got to admit, we're getting close to March, which means it should start warming up and it should start getting springy, springtime-y around here soon, which will make me want to eat sandwiches, which will make me want to eat chips, and I'll probably end up eating potato chips and corn chips, and I'll probably have to get me some Cool Ranch. That's just me. Like right now, the appeal of ranch, Cool Ranch flavor does not do anything for me. I do not want to eat Cool Ranch Doritos right now. In no way. But that will change. That will change as the weather changes. So anyway, where am I with this tea? Man, I don't have a whole hell of a lot left. There's probably two or three good sips left. Oh, I love tea. Oh, it's almost gone. Which means I have to make more, which is fine. And we're coming to the end of the show here pretty quickly anyway. So yeah, that's your homework for this week, kids. If you can think of a way to bind Rice Krispies together in a savory manner, if you have any ideas for this, let me know. You can go ahead and email me at tobe@sdf.org. That's tobe@sdf.org. And I will get back to you with whatever, you know, weird comments I have to make, which I'll probably think of some. But let's take the last sip of this tea. Oh yeah, that's good. And just in time for me to say that you have been listening to the Dubious Tea Drinking Committee with Rice Krispies in a Savory Format Committee. A show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I obviously have to go make some more tea right now, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.